Amidst the intricate tapestry of Chinese intellectual and academic circles, a distinct sense of pride permeates the nation's achievements. The recent, albeit perilous, Indo-Pak confrontation, May 7th to 10th, serves as a catalyst for this sentiment. As the ongoing war of information and propaganda intensifies, Chinese intellectuals eagerly celebrate the groundbreaking milestones achieved through their technological advancements, particularly in the domains of AI-driven satellites, jet fighters and missiles, in collaboration with the Pakistan Air Force. They find amusement in the spotlight that has been bestowed upon their defense hardware, which emerged triumphant after 4 days of engagement. Following the DeepSeek, Beijing and Shanghai have experienced a collective sense of triumph akin to the JC10PL15 moment for most academics. This moment is fueled by the successful demonstration of their technology, which has garnered widespread attention. An excerpt from the National Interest elucidates the recriminations between the Indian and French governments over access to source codes for the Rafale jets. These events have engendered both anger in India and amusement in Beijing. Chinese social media platforms have been abuzz with these developments, as they find amusement in the circumstances. After all, why should they not? Chinese weapons and warplanes exceeded expectations during the conflict. When news emerged of India's inability to access Dassault source code, coinciding with India's capture of an intact Chinese PL-15 missile, one of Beijing's Wolf Warrior, diplomats took to X to mock New Delhi. India invested $288 million per Rafale, yet they lack access to the source code. Furthermore, they assert their ability to extract the software from the wreckage of a PL-15 missile. However, they are unable to access the fundamental functions of their own Rafale jets. While exuberance is understandable, it should not be construed as complacency. The Indo-Pak confrontation has only served as a catalyst for further pursuit of excellence through meticulous deliberation and strategic planning, both domestically and internationally. Discussions at universities, think tanks and official quarters continue to be influenced by the recent 4-day conflict between nuclear rivals, India and Pakistan. The episode appears to have energized Chinese academia to engage in forward planning and explore options for enhanced and more effective cooperation with partner countries, particularly Pakistan. Why is this the case? Consistency is ensured by the Communist Party, which underpins China's entire political economy and the intellectual growth led by a dedicated leadership that ascends the political ladder through a rigorous accountability process. Only those with the utmost integrity and demonstrated commitment to the party and the people are successful in this process.